Hello and welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. Today we are talking about ego. Do you have a sense of self, or are you a jackass? Find out if your ego is in control.
She was killing it in this.
Oh, man.
I love this. This is my favorite Beyonce song.
Really?
No, this is from forever ago.
And I like Kanye's remix.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can. 2007, man.
The queen.
She's been queening for so long.
Come on, Stacey, we can do that. She we need a fan
now. No, she break it down, so just the long. Piano career, the bridge, and just on piano. Like,
yeah.
Ego.
Wow.
Hey! It's too much. It's too strong. It's
too
big ego.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cut.
Right. Love, love, love.
All right. How you living?
Hey.
How is everyone?
Good. Good. How are you guys?
Hello. Oh my goodness, hello. I almost passed out. I came in today and who did I see?
What?
Me.
Stacey, was your first?
Yes. Hey now.
Yes, she was.
I don't
yes,
think that they weren't asking all those questions, so let's move on.
Yeah, yeah,
let's move
was.
On. Elevation is happening. That's all I'm going to say, okay?
Kudos to
yeah.
you.
But even when you're late, Stacey, you're on time because you're so early. Like that last time, you were so early.
That was so yeah. ready.
We were like, you're supposed to be here 30 minutes ago. You're like, what?
Car.
I'm right
that
here.
That was yeah. really dumb.
It's not bad.
That
it's not
really
bad.
Mm. Well, let's get it popping. Demetrius, take the how you live in the first segment.
Oh,
this is, yeah.
oh, okay, okay. You okay, everybody.
But let me pour. Wait a minute. I got to pour some out for the homies. For the homies. Okay, go ahead, Demetrius. We didn't mean to
okay,
stop you.
Okay, so look, you all... our show today is about ego, and this particular incident happened with the rapper Party Next Door. I don't know if you all are familiar with him.
Yep.
He's affiliated with Drake and Jeremiah, the R&B singer. They were on tour for Live Nation, and it appears that Jeremiah will no longer be a part of the tour after he came upon the stage and said, Party Next Door and his crew are a bunch of bitches. And he went on to further berate them and say he don't even want to be on this stage. He'd rather go out and kick it with the audience. Then he went out to the audience and he kicked it with them. Jeremiah allegedly believed that he should co-headline the tour rather than being a opening act for Party Next Door.
So did his ego get the best of him?
Yes, he's an idiot.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
Tell us how you really feel, Courtney.
You signed the contract.
That doesn't be like, you knew what you were doing,
you
right?
You knew what you were signing off for. Like, why are you suddenly brand new talking about, oh, well, I have more hits, and you should have negotiated that while you were in contract stage.
Absolutely.
Like, why, and then why are you going to do that on stage? You look foolish. And Jeremiah with no A.
It's Jeremiah.
You spelled that wrong. It's just
no,
Jeremiah.
That's
it's Jeremiah.
Is it Jeremiah?
Yes, it's Jeremiah.
It's Jeremiah. Okay, it's Jeremiah.
Well, this is not the first R&B.
But wait, we can't just move on from that because she said...
Okay. Because I was
I don't necessarily disagree with Jeremiah's contention that he should have co-headlined the tour. Arguably, he has more hits and a following that's more likely to come out and buy tickets. But Party Next Door, I think him and Jeremiah might be equal, and I do understand his frustration. I don't know what else happened during the tour. If we are to take him at his word, he needed to come out and say something. But Courtney makes a very good point
contract,
that he should have negotiated beforehand.
Absolutely.
But I'm thinking the audience, that is ego. The audience doesn't need to know.
But that's not bad ego. Sometimes your ego can help you like that.
It should have helped you in the boardroom when you signed the contract. You should have been like, oh no, I got 12 hits, he only got 10. Sign me up. Like, why are you doing that on stage?
Ain't no room for ego once the contract is
signed. I came from a show. Like, I didn't come to hear that.
And that's the thing, you're kind of disrupting the audience's flow and coming to pay for tickets just to find out about your backhand drama.
That's like when your mama talk about your daddy. It just makes you feel bad.
You know, it's like, keep that to yourself or call your friend. Sure.
Yeah, that's I don't want to know that. That's hilarious.
That's an interesting comparison. But hey, Rhee, you were going to say something.
No, because this is, we're talking about, you know, R&B. That's cute. I saw that. Somebody wrote that in their blog. And I was like, that's cute. Right. R&B. So this is not the first R&B.
No, it's not.
It goes back to R. Kelly and Jay-Z. Remember?
They made me so mad.
Ooh.
They made me so mad.
What were your feelings?
No. That's bullshit.
What?
They did not make you mad. That was not Jay-Z's fault.
I don't blame Jay-Z.
Okay, so then you need to say R. Kelly made you mad. That's what you need to say.
What did R. Kelly do? Right. I read the story. What did he do? This was for the unfinished business.
He ruined the party, man.
First off, Jay-Z was nothing but classy throughout that entire thing. After it happened, Jay-Z was immediately interviewed, I believe, by Angie Martinez.
Okay.
Jay-Z could have talked about the reasons why the first tour ended. He didn't. He went through his thing. Now we're doing it again. Some nights he has a good show. Some nights I have a good show. But he said that R. Kelly, in that instance, was an egomaniac. And I believed him. But he said it in such a classy way that you knew it was not Jay-Z. And this is not the first time R. Kelly had problems with somebody on tour.
But isn't that a part of his genius and his greatness?
Hell no.
Might be, but when you got a ticket to the show and then they jacking it up and messing it up and can't do it and all that, like, your ego sucks.
Put the picture of a Jay-Z
fail,
and R. Kelly.
Epic fail. We was just trying to be a part of the fiesta and you messed it up.
R. Kelly was allegedly locked himself in his trailer, wouldn't come out. Jay-Z is... I think they say he was knocking at the trailer saying,
come on, dude.
But you know, there are all kind of stories that are floating around.
Well, there's another one, though.
But you know, they maced him.
Allegedly.
I forgot.
But do you remember the other person R. Kelly toured with where the tour got canceled?
And then Jay-Z, and I love Jay-Z. R. Kelly, but they went out. R. Kelly went out. They were in New York. Talk about, you know, he ain't for you. So he basically did the same thing as this party next door, Jeremiah. He took it to the audience. Why do we need to know?
Because you need to know it's about to be canceled and it's not my fault. Jay-Z did the right thing. He needed to say that.
That's not classy.
So why do you think he did the right thing and Jeremiah didn't?
Well, because with Jeremiah Party Next Door, it seems like the beef was more so about a co-headlining thing rather than somebody not coming out on stage.
Right.
The other person R. Kelly toured with back in the day, and I was like, I cannot find this on the internet, but I remember this. LL Cool J.
Oh, what happened?
Oh.
Allegedly.
You should have called me on that. I could have got some inside information.
No, I didn't even want to say nothing because it appears like they're cool. They made a song together recently, so they squashed it, but... Back in the day, LL was touring with R. Kelly together, and from what I remember, there was some beef where the tour ended, and I thought, R. Kelly probably only needs to tour with women. So when R. Kelly and Jay-Z had a tour, I was like, this ain't gonna make it. Because he, in my opinion, from what I've seen, I was like, I don't think he gets along with headlining acts that are either rappers or men.
Because I'm thinking, like, what would be the difference if it was a woman if he still had the same ego?
Because I think he toured with somebody else that was a woman and there weren't any problems.
That we know of.
But this is telling. Look the photo, Unfinished Business, which really is what it was. The concert, the whole concert got canceled. And their heads are so big that they couldn't fit them both.
They couldn't get their whole face.
That's funny.
On both of them.
Like, you know, I don't know. That's kind of... I think it's risky when you take two superstars and you try to put them on one bill in one show. Do you think that there's destined to be some issues?
But it's just like putting five stars in a huge movie. I mean, don't they do that all the time?
Jay-Z toured with Kanye successfully.
They're doing a lot more recently.
Ocean's 11 was sort of like something that pulled that off with like all A-list actors.
Okay, so you're saying A-list. Because I was saying all like, just like... pretty big names. Like, I mean, Almost Christmas, it just came out. It was like Gabby, Donald Glover, like, you know, Monique. There's so many names. Kimberly Elise.
No, we knew that was going to be
that was all right.
Because they're what? Family? Black
people, yeah.
Because they want the work.
And they want the money, yeah. So
no, but not, that's not a shade. Like, that's like they want the work more.
That ain't a shade. I don't know what it is. Don't shade me.
I feel like they were going to let that no bullshit come between them and they.
But why wouldn't it apply to, like, Ocean's 11?
Well, they didn't let anything come between them either. And people said that they took, because, like, at that point, like, three of them were $20 million takers, and they couldn't give everybody $20 million. Right. So people compromised to take that film, but.
Demetrius, why you laugh?
Because I'm thinking about being the producer on Almost Christmas. And I'm like, who tripping? Because I'm like, let me go down my let me do a Google search. Exactly. I'll replace any one of y'all.
Like, Gabby, what's an eye at?
Oh, my God.
I wish I would get that call.
That's horrible.
Somebody tripping.
Back to ego. How do you define it? What do you think ego, when somebody says ego, this person has a big ego, what does that mean to you? Or this person has an ego?
I think it's self-centered. When I was looking at the nose, I was trying to figure out, because you had an ego versus confidence too, and I know that I stand very hard on confidence, but I think that when you are a confident person, you also like to share confidence, and confidence is contagious, and you want to empower other people's confidence versus ego, that's all about serving who you are and what you bring to the table, and it doesn't really matter if other people can see it or care about it or whatever. I think that's, to me, the difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Demetrius?
When I think about ego, I think it's just a sense of self. I don't want to get deep into the psychology. I don't see it as a negative.
Huge negative. Yeah.
Negative or positive. It's just various degrees, and depending on where you fall on that scale. Right.
Yes.
You know.
So we all have ego.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just need to. It is. It's a self-awareness. Yeah. It's a consciousness of self as it relates to the world and separate from you. Mm-hmm. It's an awareness of myself.
Yeah.
However, when that gets out of line, it can create a lot of issues and a lot of problems. What's the difference, Courtney? Stacey said, you know, I like to be confident. And sometimes confidence can spill over.
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And to look at this, I don't know if you call that a meme.
That's interesting.
I love it.
That's interesting. I love that. Me too. Wow, I love that.
It's a little kitty cat looking in the mirror and seeing a lion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's ego. Okay, but let me tell you what's funny. When I Googled ego and images, this is what came up. Under ego. So sometimes it is seeing yourself in a way that elevates you above everybody else. The same meme came up with self-confidence. Pull that up.
Interesting.
How crazy is that? So the same meme comes up in a positive light. Because obviously when we say somebody has an ego, we all have egos. Mm-hmm. We don't mean that in a positive way.
Yeah.
We mean that, you know, they're a little arrogant, you know, they think too highly of themselves. This one says what matters most is how you see yourself. Do you agree with that statement? Because,
I think for I think 90%, because if you don't have that confidence or you don't have that ego or if you don't have that whatever, trust me, no one else is going to care. I feel like, I mean...
But how do you keep it in check? So it doesn't... Because you definitely want to see yourself in a way that, you know, boosts your confidence and your self-esteem so that you can, you know, do life and do it effectively because life gets difficult. So how do you do it in a way that you're not thinking too highly of yourself?
Well, I think compassion is a part of that because... I love this. I love whatever's coming out of your mouth. I love that. So I'll just quickly. I just think for me, faith, family, and compassion are part of like dimming all that down. My family has no problem being like, baby girl, take that trash out. We don't care that you interviewed blah, blah, blah this week. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like every time I'm home, you're checked. And that means every time I come back, I'm staying checked. Plus, like, I know what I was given, and if you know where you came from and where you're going, there's in between that's like humble because you didn't get any of this by yourself.
Yeah.
No one. And then compassion comes into seeing everybody's different world and understanding that what your privilege is.
Do you think, I'm going to ask you a specific question. Do you think that you can be confident? Can you avoid being egotistical if there's no God in your life? Because you were saying it's humility and faith-based. Mm-hmm. You said, you know, I know that you have a relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord. Can somebody do it without having that connection?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I don't know other people's experiences, so I don't want to say you can't do it. I definitely think it's possible, but I think maybe it's a harder journey. Maybe you don't see it as often. I mean, it's a daily. I die daily. Like, it's a thing I know of. I don't want to say that it's... I can't speak for everyone, so...
Well, of course, I think that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
There's so many people that don't have, like, a religion, so I'm not going to say they can't.
If you're an atheist, because it's almost like you're saying, well, you feel humble because you feel like there's something greater than you. Hell, that could be the earth. That could be a car somebody made. It could be anything. I don't think you need a religion to instill that in you. Anyone can have that. It's simple.
Because it's still a human thing that we talk about. I do understand that.
My train of thought was humility, to be humble, and she was saying to be grateful and thankful. Who are you thankful to?
You don't have to...
Some people are just thankful to the universe and the process.
Well, just thankful overall. Because
I could be somewhere else. Like, I don't have to be in the position that I'm in.
Just the fact that they get it randomly or by luck or whatever.
But I would think that, even that, is a spiritual experience.
Not
if you want some people. Not for atheists, it's not.
Yeah.
But then atheists contribute things to the universe?
Yeah, I think they believe in laws of attractions and things like that without necessarily believing in God being some all power being that's making it happen.
Yeah, they can contribute it to attribute it to other human beings.
Yeah.
Who knows? This is
come on, what you gonna say?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what to say because I know I have a humongous ego. I think my ego is probably bigger than Kanye's.
I like how you talk about yourself sometimes. Because I know you, and I'm like, no, do you have a huge ego?
Yes. It's
am I missing, like, so
huge.
Much? Like,
is it a bad thing, though?
No.
If we said you have a huge ego, you wouldn't take that as an insult.
No.
Interesting.
Okay. But no, I know, because I know how to keep it in check. But if y'all heard, like, half of the stuff that goes on in my head or how I see myself.
Yourself, yeah.
Oh my God. Like, one thing I will say, if I'm dating someone, this is the only thing that I thought about this when we were, you know, discussing this. I was like, the one thing that I don't want my woman to ever think or say. Mm. I was like, you can say somebody's got more money than me. You can say they're better in bed than me. The only thing that I honestly care about when I really break it down, you can never say that anyone is smarter than me.
Oh.
That's it.
Really?
That's so interesting.
I was like, that's the only thing I care about. And the times that I've dated someone and they're like, oh my God, I know such and such, or even somebody we know, like, yeah, he's really smart or whatever, I get a little like,
were you words of affirmation?
That's really,
is that your love language? Words of affirmation was your top? Yeah. Let me ask you, though, because what's interesting is, why do you say a big ego versus I just have a lot of self-confidence?
Because I know what I have confidence about, and I know when ego kicks in.
What's
like,
the difference?
Confidence is like my belief and my ability to do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. But ego is how I see myself. Like, how, like, okay, there's no skill or whatever involved in her saying, like, oh, I think that this guy is smart. She's not saying, like, oh, I think he can put a phone together better than you or whatever. But there's a sense of myself, of who I am, that's being not attacked, but it's being challenged in a way.
Where
I'm like, no, my ego can't handle that.
Gotcha.
So it's a comparison-based situation? So, like, I'm self-confident as long as it's about me here, but I'm not comparing myself or placing myself above other people. I just know in my confidence or in my personal ego space that I can do anything I want. But once I extend that beyond and say, but she could never be better than me at this, or she can never be better than me at that, that's the ugly part of ego?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? It's just a weird...
It's such
Yes.
It's a line.
Because I don't think I have a big ego at all. And I actually was told I don't have a big enough ego.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that's why some things did not
occur
because of me. Because I don't have a... I don't really think I have an ego very much at all, which surprises some people, but like I think it's accurate.
That's interesting.
I don't think it doesn't really surprise me. Like I think that makes sense. You don't operate like but also I don't think you are. I don't know. Okay, maybe.
I promise
maybe.
You I do.
Let me read this quote.
Okay. I don't know why I'm like defending.
I want to read this quote from Ryan Holiday, who is an author, an advisor, and a media strategist. He said, "Don't confuse real confidence for ego. There is a clear distinction between real confidence and ego. It's important to believe in yourself and have confidence in who you are, but true confidence is based on an objective look at your strengths and abilities. Taking stock in your competency is different from being arrogant or cocky. When you let your ego take over, you are accepting dangerous delusions that can cause you to act with reckless abandon." Holiday said, "Ego is stolen, but confidence is earned."
Okay.
That's
a good breakdown. I like that.
So you still think you have a big ego based on that definition?
Yes.
You don't.
So you got... You feel like you make like it's reckless, and you are that level in terms of your ego.
I have done things that have been reckless, but based on my ego, but they turned out okay because I put it in check. But it's some shit that I'm like, you should not be doing this. Now I'm like, no, I got to do it. But also as an attorney, or I'd say attorneys and doctors, sometimes you have to approach things where it's like, man, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I got to do it. So what should I do so I do know what the hell I'm doing?
I think that's humility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really do. Because sometimes your ego, one of the things I think that, and I wanted to hear you guys on this too, is what are some of the red flags of having a big ego? But before we get there, I want to talk about... When Trump calls Taiwan, is having an ego a prelude to success? Because some of the most successful people are egotists. Like they are egomaniacs. You got Steve Jobs, who clearly was an egotist, but you know, it's very, very successful in business, but a lot of times a common denominator is they suck at relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been married several times. They suck at relationships. So do you think, what did you think about that? And we won't stay on him long, but I had a co-producer. Not only did I produce and Demetrius, but we had another contribution.
You ain't gonna say who?
Shout out T. Fletch. Shout out Team Flesh. So he put this in there, and I'm like, okay, Demetrius is gonna love that. He thought that was just so freaking arrogant.
I didn't have a problem with it, honestly.
Really? You didn't think it was arrogant?
No, I thought it was a signal to China that didn't have much teeth to it, that he can do this to what's the word that I'm looking for? He could do this because he said he would do things like this as far as shaking things up without actually causing much harm. So, no, I didn't mind it. I can't believe I'm defending Donald Trump.
It was a bark, not a bite.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, I'm going to do this just to tweak them a little. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
Courtney, you don't want to. She don't want to say nothing.
I mean,
it is a talk show.
I'm glad you said what you said about it.
I was saying, I think so too.
And I will receive that because my first impression, I just rolled my eyes when I heard it happen. And then I was like, it seemed very ill-informed and a waste of time and unnecessary and just like another reason to get press and news and to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But you saying that makes me at least sort of give it a different slight energy, like maybe, okay, yeah, because he did say he was going to come for China and he wants to come for China, and I respect that a little bit,
you
actually.
You want to know the sad part, though? He going to keep doing stuff like this until he does something that really does have
F up other
Do you think this is an example of ego overriding general responsibility?
With Donald Trump?
Anything and everything.
So
we do agree he's egotistical.
I think he's a borderline lunatic. I really do.
Narcissist.
And it's like his sister said, well, you know, I knew growing up or something, if you were going to go against him, he was going to win. Yeah, because he's crazy.
Oh.
he's crazy.
Not necessarily because he's crazy. I think that you could literally lie it around ego and be like, yeah, yeah, he just, he, I don't.
What are the signs? Because that brings us into our next train of thought and segment is, what are the red flags to someone having a huge ego?
Reckless disregard for other people.
Okay, that's a good one.
Because he has reckless disregard for an entire nation of people.
Were you just thinking about yourself?
Yes.
It's how you look and how you come off.
Which is strange, though, because he still comes off insane and crazy, but that's okay. So it's, I feel like it's like the worst contradiction mindfuck ever. Like, whatever, we're not talking about Trump anymore.
It's an abuse of power and privilege.
Well, and he does things that aren't in his interest.
That's true.
That's the weird, that's what makes him so...
Baffling.
Baffling. Yeah.
Do you see this illustration? It was really interesting. You guys kind of take a gander at an ego and a soul. This illustration shows that the ego is the head voice. You know how like those when you see movies and they have the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder. It's kind of this like ego is self. Yeah. I can send it to you, girl.
Because that's beautiful.
Ego is.
Well, now
we can zoom in. Yes, so ego is coldness, blame, anger, pride, what separation, self-importance, and what do we have for what was the other one? Heart, soul.
Yeah.
The other one coming from the heart is sympathy, forgiveness, unity, tolerance.
So my thing is, okay, because of where we live and what we all do, we understand and see both of these sides pretty much every day. And I was just talking to you guys about off screen.
Yeah. But don't you have those? I battle with
And that's
those
what I'm saying.
Day.
I was like, wait, power and, you know, complain and self-importance and sometimes acting like a victim, knowing, okay, girl, it was not your fault. I mean, you know, it was
this
not somebody
battle.
Else's fault. It was your fault, but you do the victim thing for a day or two. All these things, I think, wow. Thank you
Wasn't
for this humility
all that
moment.
It's all on a spectrum, and it's a matter of extremes are what become the issue.
Exactly.
If you're extremely one in and you're extremely the other one, like, that's when there's a problem.
Well, so would it be a problem if you were extreme on the soul side? Would
yes.
that be?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I think
because
so.
Then you're not living rooted in reality. Like, all this
she nailed that.
I think so. Like, I think
you know, totally disagree with that.
Well, my friend had told me that, a couple days ago, we had lunch, and he said,
totally
he's known me for 5 years, and he said, wow, like, life obviously beat you up a little bit because now you have an edge. He was like, well, we went to college. You were all about bunnies and fairies. I said, was I now? He said, wow, you just got a little edgy. I like it. I said, this is... And I think he just meant, like, you opened up,
but
to the reality
sometimes that
of,
can be a no disrespect for, to you, but that can just be ignorance. Like, you just don't really know the world.
Maybe. Yeah, I was young.
You know what
18,
I mean? Like,
22.
And you just
believe
the best in everything. Yeah. You're not being realistic. But I think you can live in that space.
You cannot. Sheree knows that I think that she has one of the most interesting egos I have ever encountered. Because you never know what's going to hit it. We've had conversations.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I like that.
That's what
true.
Bothers you about that? And she's like, I was like, that ain't nothing. I'm watching it like TV. That ain't nothing but ego right there. That ain't nothing. I'm just like this. That's my camera, right? I'm just like this. That ain't nothing but ego.
That's so funny.
That ain't nothing but ego. Look at
her.
Look at her go.
I do.
Oh, God.
I do. Yes,
and it's about the craziest
hilarious.
Shit. She got the ego
so
about the
we,
craziest shit.
So do we think that, like, okay, so with the celebrity...
Give me an example. Oh, I want an example.
Well, no, your example... Well, I have an example based on what we were talking about last week, but I don't want to talk about what we were talking about last week, but I love how, like, based on the conversation we were talking about love and relationships or whatever, just us as a panel, and I presented an idea to you, and you were like, nuh-uh, girl, he's not the one, based on one thing, but the other thing, you were like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, I'm confused. I was shocked, but I liked it because it was interesting. It was like, I got to see a couple different sides.
I must admit, that was a very
fascinating conversation. That was my example. That was really funny.
I really wish we had recorded that conversation because it was actually amazing.
It was,
like, it was
amazing.
Amazing.
It was I learned amazing. So much from
I'm
you guys.
I'm complex. Yes.
I like it, though.
On the way here, I said to Demetrius, what did I say? Shoot. I said something about being complex. I said, I'm still understanding.
I can't,
I'm still
trying
to
understand myself. I'm complex. And I looked, I was like, so you don't understand yourself. How does a man go figure you out if you don't understand yourself?
Totally. Let me ask you this. How can you ever get to the place where you have completely figured yourself out? I think that's
give me
that's,
a percent.
That's probably
how much have you figured out? How much have you figured out? About
you never
yourself?
Get to that place, guys,
you
or you're
what?
Dead.
I think I've figured out maybe about 82%.
Okay, that's not bad.
I think the majority I kind of understand, but we're always evolving.
Working, yeah.
We're always changing. We're always faced with new situations that show us a different part of who we are, where we are. Because I can be in one place right now. Mm-hmm. Don't catch me next week.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean you don't have yourself figured out in the current space? Or is it just that you've... because that doesn't sit on me. I don't know what that, because for me I feel like as of today I got myself pretty figured out. That doesn't mean that something new won't come at me tomorrow and that will require some growth or some change or some new understanding, but that doesn't mean like in this current skin I'm in I don't feel like I have myself figured out.
I don't have myself figured out. Mm-hmm. Especially and I'm thinking specifically when it comes to relationships.
Okay,
you're way more simple,
I guess,
than she is.
I'm not that complex.
No, you're not, Courtney. And I don't mean that as a slight. I'm like, no.
I'm okay.
Courtney's pretty straightforward.
Like more black and white?
Yeah. Cherie's like gray and blue. And
I'm dead.
I'm an artist. Right. I have many shades of...
Here we see.
That's why she wants to throw that.
She wants to exist in that heart.
I'm an artist,
that heart,
too.
That's so funny. Right? I'm like, Court's an artist, too.
I do strive for the heart.
I do not.
But she says she could live just in the heart. That's a big deal.
That's the goal.
If that was the goal, then why were we also given the other one?
And why would we have aspirations or careers or goals or any of that? Or
that's
pushing
a whole religious kind of, you know, spiritual conversation. But I think that
that's a good point.
We are always to strive for the good. We're always trying to better ourselves, to elevate ourselves, to believe the best.
But the ego knows.
Wait, our producer is putting up dualism.
The division, I like it.
The division of something conceptually
into two opposed or
contrasting.
Contrasted
of being so divided. You saying I'm crazy?
No, everybody's got a duality.
Everybody's having, definitely.
That's it.
You're not like Donald Trump crazy, though.
No. But we have the spirit, we have the flesh, and we wrestle. Yeah, we wrestle against the two. We wrestle against doing what we know to be the right thing. I think no matter what you believe, no matter, you know, what your religious beliefs are, if you believe in a God, if you don't, there is a moral code and law on your heart, and you intrinsically know right from wrong.
That's your sociopath. You don't really...
I think we're always striving to be...
Yeah, what about them?
They don't care.
No.
Were they born that way?
That's not true.
They don't.
That's another show, Lord.
That's it.
So my quick question is, when it comes to like the celebrity world and whatever, and like somebody who is huge and has done a lot of stuff, and we put them on a certain pedestal, and then they require certain things. Like, let's say before I come to show, I need 50,000. I need this. Okay, let's say I need 5 million. I need this. I need 4 buses. I need blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Is that ego, or is that qualification? Is that credentials? Is that what is that?
I think that's what you're talking about. Demanding a certain price.
Kind of like I'm just
knowing
in that
your self worth.
I know your worth, and I think it's also perspective.
Stacey's being sweet. That's not what she's talking
about. What you talking about?
She's talking about... Let's talk about Mariah.
The writers.
Yeah. All right, let's bring in Mariah.
But that's still perspective.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, does this conversation apply to those worlds where, like, we all... You know, if you're doing this show, we're all kicking on this show, we get picked up for season 2, blah, 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 we're going to require something different, right? Is that our ego? Yeah. Is that our self-worth? Is that our...
It depends on what that is. It depends on what you require. Because, some of it... A lot of it is ego.
Just because I don't want white M&Ms in my bowl doesn't mean I have a big ego.
Why? But I don't like white M&Ms.
How do you not know?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
White M&Ms bring back a tragic memory, and nobody knows about it because you don't want to share that. Like you don't. It's perspective. Like you don't know why these decisions.
I think it's the way. Sometimes there's an old adage that says it's not what you say, it's the way you say it.
Interesting.
So if I'm coming off like this bitch, like you know, go ahead, talk about Mariah.
I guess, and I'm not saying that Mariah Carey is a bitch.
She's not a bitch, but she's known to have really
bitchy tendencies.
I feel like a lot of times these people, and it's not just Hollywood encompasses a lot, you all, whether because there are dentists who are Hollywood out in Hollywood.
Oh, for sure.
So I say that to say is like all these people have had some type of issue that has led them to feel like I need this to satisfy my ego. It's all a lot. Well, a lot of it is ego.
Give me an example, though.
What does Mariah Carey require?
Like, Mariah usually, back in the day, if I remember correctly, she wanted everything to be white. She only wanted white flowers.
She don't need all that.
How do you know that? Because what if white is specifically a mental color that settles her spirit before she does a show, and for that reason she needs all
that? And she's at the point that she can require that, right?
And
okay, that's what I was going to ask.
I bet you her ass used to perform without the Roman
Mirror. That's what I was about to say.
But she also wasn't performing 500 road shows in 300 days of a year. Yes. So it's
and I don't think it's the bigger you get, the more you have.
But the bigger you get, also the higher the demands are on whatever your talent is. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's people that come up with random stuff.
I think it depends. I think only you can, because it is perspective. We're looking at it. We're on the outside looking in, making assumptions. But I think you have to constantly monitor and check your heart. You know, it could be. You laughing.
Because I remember, I think it was Johnny Cash. It was somebody who's writer. Do you know what they wanted?
What?
A coat rack. Coat rack. I think it was some beer, and that was it.
But that's like me. But that's like me versus Cherie. Like, we're super famous and amazing. Maybe Cherie wants everything blue and irises and beautiful
then
stuff.
She's also,
and
then she has
like,
a big ego.
I just
and
want
you?
A bottle of champagne and a coat rack.
Then you
like,
don't have
so,
a big
that,
ego.
So that makes you have a small ego? She still wants something,
Look,
though.
Can I give an example?
Yeah, but it's different.
I go and I do motivational speaking. I speak for churches and charities and stuff. I work with whomever the entity is. I have a writer, I have certain specifics. Now, if they can't do that, I'm going to work with you.
Yeah.
If you can do that, then accommodate.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is what it has to be. I think it really is a matter of the heart. Let me be Oprah famous, even Wendy Williams famous. What?
But
I'm gonna need
because you got a big ego.
But it's I like beautiful things. If it's not, I don't want to put anybody out. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want to take anybody's last. But yes, I also think you have to have a healthy understanding and perception of your worth. And sometimes you have to demand that people honor that.
Do you think some of it's a requirement of the industry, though? Like,
no, because this is the thing. I've seen clients. This is so funny. I've seen clients where I see it happen, where they see where it turns like, oh, wait, who paying? Oh, I need first class. I need this.
That's
I need
wrong.
That. It may be wrong,
I don't like that.
But most of this is ego. It's just ego. It's not a requirement. They don't need it. They just see the opportunity. It's like, it's turning
off. Is that ego? Yeah,
that's
I'm
it.
Like, I
ego
feel like, because the thing is, like I said, if
their
Mariah
sense of
is,
self
well,
is becoming inflated
bigger,
because
they're working harder. They're pushing forward. I don't know.
The people who I've seen do this where I'm like, this is just a micro, I mean, is it micro or the macro? They ain't working no harder. This is just what they
the
want.
More
they
people
want
care.
It.
More
people
want
to
it.
Be treated like kings and queens. If I could step off the stage right now and two women just appear where I could, and every time
they
I take a step,
body.
No,
I,
no,
I think
every time I
America.
Take a step, there's a woman on her back,
dropping pedal.
And then when I finish, there's like five security guards outside just pushing people out of my way.
That's because you're
if
nasty.
I can snap my fingers, that's how
nasty.
It happens.
He's a freak. I don't know freak. If freak and ego. I don't know.
Is that
yeah. Just pushing people down. Just move. Demetrius is coming.
But why
you
gotta push him down? Like, why can't they just stand
See,
there and make him
you
down?
Right. I want them to push him down. Then I want them to kick
that's
him.
That's ego.
Take the hell out of Demetrius'
that's
way.
That's ego. See, that's too far. That's going too far.
That's terrible.
You do have a big ego. You will hurt
he
people.
He said push
and
them down and
kick them.
Not just protect me from being attacked by them.
Demetrius,
push
them
down.
I can't breathe. But I want to talk about this next picture we have. His ego. So you kind of brought up something. Let's talk about ego in relationships. Is that sexy to you guys to have?
Unfortunately.
That was a small. Say it out loud. What'd you say? She said, "Unorganized."
So it is sexy for a man to have a big ego.
Can we ask the woman too? Is it sexy for a woman to have one?
Is it sexy?
Is it sexy if a woman has ego?
Do you find me sexy? Don't answer that.
Why did you frown?
Right. I'm like, it's not.
It was disgusting. Is it?
No, I don't think I like confidence in women. I don't necessarily love like women with big egos. Like, I don't understand how, like, for me personally.
What's the difference?
I would
That's
not
I'm
letting
you him finish. Tell us.
Okay, what's it's the like difference? Mariah Carey versus Beyonce. We don't think Beyonce has a huge ego.
We don't.
Do we?
I don't think
we just don't see it.
But we think Mariah Carey does, whether she does or not. Because I don't know the woman, but let's assume that she does. I'm not attracted to that in Mariah Carey. I like Nick Cannon stayed married to Mariah Carey for a while. A lot of people, we've had these discussions, and we say, I don't know how he did that. I really don't know how he did that. For me, that's like a 2-week thing. But yeah, for him, you
but
know.
But why does she do it with you then? Because you've been saying you have a huge ego, but somehow yours is sexy and hers isn't?
Well, yeah. Well, that's okay. It's a difference, I mean, you know.
It's a difference.
You should ask Courtney, though, because she likes men with big egos.
That's good old fashioned sexism, right?
That's
there.
All I was going to say.
It's
covered up in cuteness.
Sexist. But yeah. I feel like there's many more men floating around with big egos than women. Like, so it just sort of happens from a numerical standpoint. But
sure.
It definitely can be a turn off to a certain point. But like, if it's a big ego that can be checked and finds its checked moments.
Hmm. Like, because I have two screws. I got ego and I got humility. I feel like they're both on 10. And they just kind of balance.
Because like
each other
Donald
out.
Trump's ego makes him look stupid. So like I feel like at that level, like nah, I can't
That's a
do
good
that.
Point.
But if you still are intelligent and able to make great decisions, but you have a gravitas about you that like I think that's hot, and I think women think it's hot too.
Why can't it just be confidence? Why not? Yeah. You know, because I think confidence is sexy. Of
confidence
course.
Is sexy, but there's a next level of confidence that's a gravitas, like it's elevated.
And I know what you're saying. I can't put it into words, but I know what you're saying. So let me ask you this: so when you see that in your man, do you have an obligation to feed it?
Feed it?
Ooh,
I'm a jerk, so I'm gonna say no to that.
But you like it.
I like it, but I also like to cut it.
That
this
I can
is,
mess with it.
Now, this
right.
is the thing. This right. is the thing. This right. is the thing. Now, real talk, right. I've never dated any woman that did not say, let me cut your ass
right.
down.
Right, right, right.
A little bit.
Are they still married?
Are they still married? Yeah. Uh-huh. And they got married
to the same guy?
I'll never forget. It was a comedian at the Improv. Forget his name. And he was like... He was saying, like, yeah, I'm dating this girl, and every time she be trying to put me in check, she's like, yeah, I see you out here doing your little comedy, got your little car, and he was like, damn, are you taking my dreams? But my
harsh.
Woman does have an obligation to kind of help me keep it in check, and yes. I've benefited tremendously from dating women that did do that, so I don't go out
but
here like Donald Trump.
Is there's a balance, though, right?
Yeah.
It's also feeding it a little bit.
Yes.
But
yes.
keeping you in check. Because
yes.
it's hard.
Yeah.
Think about if you are at the top of your game, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be a professional athlete, a successful actor, whatever
doctor,
it is.
Whatever.
Doctor, successful entrepreneur. When you come home, it's hard to just be reduced. You know what I mean? When you just have people constantly idolizing you and putting you on a pedestal, then you come home and it's like, Negro, take out that trash.
But take out the trash, though. Like, it's not... I mean, you're here with somebody. You're sharing your life with somebody. That's one thing. And that's why I'm saying about a woman, too, because I know that whoever I'm going to be with, there will be a confidence I'm not planning on dimming down. And I would hope that you think that's just as sexy as I would think your confidence would be. That
well,
would be, you
but
know?
We're talking about the difference between... I want you to be confident, but I don't want to date the female version of Donald Trump.
No, but you're not even the male. You're not
no,
even.
No, I would like. I don't. But I'm not looking for a woman with an ego. I'm looking for a woman with confidence. Now,
when do you know she's crossed the line? When do you know? Okay, I thought she had confidence. Tell me what confidence looks like, and then it's like, oh, okay, wait a second. Now this is not
much.
Confidence. This is ego.
Okay, this is not my story, but I know of a person who was dating someone, and. She wasn't at the level that he was.
Mm-hmm. Financially?
No. In career-wise.
Okay.
And so what she would say to him is, I could do what you do better than you. Ooh. And wanted him to acknowledge that.
She was competing with him.
Right. Oh. And so when that competition comes into play, you can tell that's more ego coming out. Than confidence because I'm not
with
your,
that.
You're not competing
with
me.
Yeah. Right.
And I've had those instances where I felt somebody was competing with me. Mm. And I'm like, this is not what I
that's
want.
Not hot at all.
Right.
I do not want to compete with my man. Like no, it
and
doesn't
it's disrespectful.
Feel good. Is it
so,
on both ends?
I
right?
think it's yeah. I think it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know because you always want to and like you said we did the love languages last week. words of affirmation. And most men need words of affirmation.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need to reduce him. You understand? The world is going to do that.
Yeah.
Think about it. No matter how successful you are, you've had to go through adversity and just break through ceilings and doors to get where you are. So you know that side of it.
The women,
but at the same time, I'm not going to just completely feed you. No, right, when you get home, right. Like, come on, I'm going to check you. In a respectful way.
Yeah, and when we talk, I have found that the women that I have dated have stopped me from going out in the world and saying stupid shit.
I appreciate you, ladies. And I listen to
women, whether it's somebody I'm dating, the women in my life, and I'll say something like, hey, you know, let me get you feedback.
You know you say some stupid shit on the show, though, right?
Yeah, but that stupid shit that has already been and I have disregarded the advice and said, I'm going to say it.
Anyway. That's unfortunate. But
the shit that don't make it to the show, oh my God.
I need that notebook. I need the notebook of the stuff that doesn't make it.
You need to do Insta
That's
story.
Interesting. Right, right, right. Tell us anyway.
No.
I was just on his Insta story last night, too. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about?
Riding little things in the mall.
Right. Cracking me up.
We were talking about some of the signs of an overinflated ego. A conversation is always about that person, the one that's doing the talking, rebellion, very disagreeable. You know, you say the sky is blue. They say, no, it's not. It's green. Mm. what else? The rules don't apply to you.
Can I ask a question? So I noticed that, like, I love conversation. And sometimes when somebody gives you a story and you relate it back to them, to yourself, I'm like, am I being, like, self-centered or whatever? I do that a lot more than I thought I did. Like, I've started to listen to the conversation, active listening. So she'll say something or he'll say something, and I'll be like, yeah, that happened to me too. And then all of a sudden you're talking about yourself, and you're like, and I just want to know, is that? But, I mean, but it relates.
You
and
gotta be careful.
Oh my God,
that.
We agree.
I'm not saying I do it all the time, but it's something that when I do it, I notice. I'm like, am I being a certain way? And so I like quickly bring back the story to them. But I just was wondering, what do you guys think? Is that I'm growing on the show?
I'm gonna start charging you for a life
coaching. You know what? It's just I'm the youngest, and I feel like I learn. It is.
So what you have to be careful with.
Peep it though. That's what I am.
But the fact
that
you're aware of it is.
Oh yeah, because I mean, you like to listen, and someone's like, I want to tell you the story, and you're like, oh my God, that happened to me too, and you're like, oh, they don't care. They were trying to tell me the story. So I didn't know if everybody else did that or.
Yeah.
You gotta let them finish their story arc. That's Hollywood story arc, and then you can bring in. Your Jump movie.
I like that.
So let them play their movie.
And especially if it's a good friend.
Of course.
Because that is the worst thing ever you have a good friend and you're really trying to get something out and all they can do is, oh my God, it's me too.
Yeah,
no, that's not
I know.
I'm trying to share.
I know. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I think that's a song, Mr. Me Too.
People that don't say, I say, ain't no sorry. People that don't say sorry.
Let me tell
you. Yeah, that's not good.
There's some people that I've known, I ain't going to name no names. Over 20 plus years, and I've never heard I'm sorry come out of their mouth. Certainly in 20 plus years.
Have they said I apologize? Or?
No!
But do they? Okay.
Ain't no
sorry. If they do things to demonstrate.
That's.
I'm sorry.
That's yes. And I think that what we have to do is we can't always look for it. Listen, seriously, that's an amazing point. You can't always look for it to come back in a specific way.
Exactly.
I think you have to see beyond the words. I think you do. But, you know, it's nice to the people that can't say I'm sorry, you should. And parents, that's another thing I have, because parents have egos, too.
Yeah, they do.
And they will not say sorry to their children because they feel it diminishes their position or whatever.
Right.
I have sat my son down, looked him in his face, and said, I apologize, son. Will you forgive me? That paves the way for so much healing and peace, and it really does. Mm-hmm. My position is solidified in his life. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with saying sorry. But some people can't do that because of pride and ego.
The one thing that I hate worse than an apology is a non-apology.
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
I'm sorry if I offended. I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear that. What I want, if you apologize to me, what I want to hear you say is, I'm sorry, I was wrong, it won't happen again, or I will do what I can to make sure it don't happen
again. I have
again.
A question yeah. about that.
And she's like, but...
You can say I apologize what to
if,
one, sorry.
Because what if in a very honest space, because this has happened to me a couple times, I am sorry for sure that whatever feeling you had about it or whatever place it put us in, like, I did not intend or want that to happen. But to, for me to say, I am sorry, I was wrong, I don't actually believe that as honest and true. And I have a really hard time of saying, like, I have a difficult time when it's like, I have to say that I'm wrong if I don't actually believe it. When I'm wrong... And I do, and I have a conscious, like, oh, yeah, that wouldn't. I'm okay saying that, but there's been a couple times.
So you equate saying I'm sorry as you being wrong.
If I'm saying I'm sorry, I was wrong, I didn't mean to do that. But he, like, because he's saying there's qualifiers on a sorry.
I'm sorry.
But I'm apologizing.
Can you say, but she, I think she's saying she doesn't like my, what I want is the three-part apology. I'm sorry I was wrong and it won't do it again.
Because I
can you just say I'm sorry, though?
I can say I'm sorry, but I also don't want there to be a miscommunication.
Okay, can you say I'm sorry without adding
that is
any but or definition?
Yes, I can say I'm sorry and just let it go.
What's ego?
That's ego.
What's ego?
Because you have to hear the words, I was wrong. So
I can honestly, I can even deal without the I was wrong if they say I'm sorry and it won't happen again.
Because what if you are just diametrically opposed and like you're just not going to be on the same page about something?
You know what?
I never wanted you to feel that way.
Let me. You need to lie then. If you go, you just need to lie.
Lord Jesus.
Just lie. See, because what's going to happen is we're going to end up litigating the entire matter again about why you was wrong. And most times, people be wrong, so just say it.
No.
Just say it, or lie to me.
That's
I don't care.
It's hard for me to say I'm wrong if I don't really believe that I'm wrong.
Because I don't lie.
But it's not hard for me to say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Because it paves the way, like I said, for peace.
Then what you sorry for if you weren't wrong?
Because I hurt your feelings. Because
I exactly,
or upset you.
Exactly.
Or caused you pain or whatever in some kind of way, and I am... Sorry, I have to own I did something. Wasn't my intention, but it doesn't matter what my intention was. It made somebody I care about feel in a way
I think that's so important.
Okay,
we're just never going to agree on some things, but that doesn't mean I'm not sorry that we're in the place that we're in.
Yeah,
I think it's tough, but it's
an exception sometimes, right? not often, but
okay, we got 2 minutes left. Give us our Halo Award, Demetrius.
Oh, man. Okay, you got to help me pronounce this. Okay, first off, the Halo Award really goes to someone, in my opinion, that just did something really great they deserve. If they make it to Judgment Day, that's a check in their box. So this, how do you pronounce that?
What is it?
Chris, is it Chris?
Somebody's gonna fry me up for that.
I know, because you're.
Don't finish your sentence.
All right. Okay.
I know exactly.
You know what I was about to say.
Don't finish it.
Okay, so Chris Kwakole.
That is definitely not it.
It's not, because there's no N.
Quick, Kowie? Whatever the case.
Just spell it. Just spell it.
It's K-W-E-K-O-W-E. A 23-year-old.
Quake
Coley. Yeah, Quake Coley. Okay. He's a 23-year-old Nigerian who had the opportunity to take his skills to Microsoft and leave Nigeria and be a software engineer. But instead, he decided to stay in Nigeria and found a job site to help young Nigerians find jobs. I think it's called Slate Code. And then he did the boss move of meeting Bill Gates himself and letting him know that he turned down the job, which then exposed him to a world of other people who had been sharing this story for a few weeks. And I just thought it was really great that he decided to stay home and help.
Make a difference at home.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's super awesome. That's a good Halo Award.
Yeah.
Great. Kudos to Chris, whose last name we can't pronounce.
Ignore
but
us and forgive us.
Kudos to you. That is awesome. All right. So I think this is our show on ego.
Are you attracted to men with egos? Oh,
yes.
Ooh.
For sure. Look at her face.
She knows she is.
Yeah.
Really?
She's so funny because we like
that guy. That's the thing. We like the guy or the girl we can't get, but then we want them, the person that we can't get, the one that's easy.
That's the other reason.
We ignore them.
You know what I'm saying? All of them.
You know what I'm saying?
They're all gettable.
They're all gettable.
Have an ego.
Don't play.
But don't diminish me.
Sure.
Absolutely. Don't have an ego at my expense. Oh, I'm on your team. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is very important for me to be considered an equal. Mm-hmm. Different function, different responsibility, but an equal.
Yeah.
So the minute you take your ego to look down on me, which really is what we mean when we say ego, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, I got an issue.
Yeah.
Courtney has ego, too. Works.
I
just heard it. I just heard it. No, but I agree.
What
I
she
agree.
Said, they're all gettable.
And that's how I feel. That's my ego.
So what's your takeaway?
That was confidence. It's not ego to me.
My takeaway is that Courtney has a humongous ego.
Courtney, what's your takeaway? We got 20 seconds.
My takeaway is that it's all on a spectrum and we're all somewhere on there. And the goal is to find the happy medium, not to be an extreme on anyone.
Yes.
Stacey, you got like 6 seconds.
Humble yourself. Okay? Mm. Humble yourself.
That's sweet.
That's it. I think humility is the counter.
At all points.
The key to dealing with an overinflated
ego.
It's the
key to greatness, people.
And that is our show. We thank you so much for joining us.
Y'all. Hey, anybody wants to be the women I step on and guys that push people down, let me know.
He's applying for jobs.
Right. If y'all are watching, it is Eat, Live, and Pray. So,
I thought it was
Eat, Pray, Live. Lord have mercy. I'm a little dyslexic.
We're not eating enough. We need to get food in here.
Yeah. Pray. Where are you, Demetrius? Pray for Demetrius.
Pray for him, y'all.
Yes, pray that I get my people to step on. And
eat good.
My pushers.
Pray constantly.
Cheers.
Live boldly.
Clearly. Wait.
You know what's going on?
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Crispi, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.